This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live, and you are welcome to join us here on the toll-free number, which is 855-450-FREE, or you can try us on Skype at Skype username lrn.fm, or there's our Discord chat, where we get the Discord on-air call-in line option for you as well. That's at discord.lrn.fm, and folks have been chatting up a storm in there the last few nights, so be sure you join the fun over there. With you tonight here, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
Of course, you can talk about whatever's on your mind. Go ahead.
I have a bit of an announcement.
Oh?
Yes, for Free Talk Live listeners.
Anyway. Yeah.
And this is sort of going to be really on the down low for people who are listening and paying attention for liberty-minded stuff. If you wanted to get some Free Talk Live gear between now, well, actually as of last night, or maybe it was this morning. I don't really know. Nobody would have known about it anyway until now. If you use code LOVE at libertyminded.com, if you want Free Talk Live gear, this applies to Free Talk Live gear only.
Okay.
So I haven't put anything up on the website. I'm just putting this out. This is specifically just for Free Talk Live fans, Free Talk Live listeners, for Free Talk Live gear. If you use the code LOVE for Valentine's Day, if you love Liberty, you can get 50% off.
Yeah. Wow.
So.
Okay, that's pretty serious. Now, is this only on Valentine's Day, or
from you know, either last night or this morning, I don't remember, but from now, from
this announcement,
obviously, since you're hearing it, until the end of Valentine's
Day. Okay, so it's a very limited time offer, 50% off.
It's a flash sale.
All of the merchandise, so sorry to anybody listening to the podcast 2 days late, you're too late.
but a lot of people listen to it the day after, so.
Yeah, well, most people do. Yeah. I think most podcast listeners are the next day. Yeah. So that's libertyminded.com, only for Free Talk Live gear, officially branded gear.
That's correct.
But you do have some other cool stuff on the site. Anyway, code was LOVE at checkout?
LOVE, that's right.
Does it matter capitals or no?
No capitals. Actually,
okay.
I probably should have done both ways. I started to type it in all caps, and then I was like, maybe I'll do this lowercase, because then more people think about it. Probably should just done
so
it both
lowercase
ways. It'll
now,
probably be both ways at the end
both.
Of tonight.
All right, fair enough. Very cool. Thank you for that announcement, and we'll look forward to more cool deals from libertyminded.com over time. Let's jump into your calls and thoughts, and then we'll talk about people eating dog meat in South Korea. Like in the shadow, apparently, of the Olympic Stadium. We'll tell you about it. But first, David is in Detroit listening online to LRN.FM. Hello, David. David in Detroit. Going once.
Yeah.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey.
Go ahead.
Hi, Ian. Hi, Chris. I was calling.
This is actually Ian and Johnson, but go ahead with your thoughts.
Oh, I'm sorry about that, guys.
That's fine.
I was hoping Melanie was on the line. She doesn't appear to be on the show tonight, but I wanted to address her view on government school teachers.
Oh, yeah, please do. For our listeners who maybe weren't tuned in last night, we found out that Melanie, and she acted like she'd already revealed this on the air, but I didn't remember it, that she hates government school teachers, actually all teachers in the Prussian school model, more than she hates the police. And she really hates the police.
Right.
So things got interesting.
I was just about to guess. Wait. Let me guess her view on these teachers. They're government welfare whores, and they should die.
Actually, her view was more like they are wardens at a prison. And
right.
should, well, I don't think she said they should die, but she seemed to be very, very against them to the point of.
Well, that's right. You've told her to tone it down on here.
No, I don't think I told her to tone it down.
She's made this claim, I think.
I don't think I've told her to tone anything down at any point. I mean, she's certainly free to be herself.
No, not here on Free Keen.
Well, on Free Keen, she can't advocate violence.
Right.
That much is true.
Right.
And she's never been allowed to do that.
I'm remembering what I had read some post reverse claiming. I'm like, really? Ian said something about her watching her tone about something?
And so, I pointed out last night, hey, look, okay, I get your point that the government schools are a lot like day prisons. I gotcha. But there's still plenty of teachers who are getting in there to try to do their best to educate people that their motivation isn't to be a warden at a prison, that it's to actually, you know, help young people learn things. And she was just so dead set against the idea of anybody being a teacher. She couldn't believe it when I told her I knew libertarians who were teachers in government schools. She just couldn't even fathom that that would be the case. So anyway, go ahead, David, with your response.
Yeah, so philosophically, I'm quite similar to Melanie. I will say I do not agree with her, and I wish she was on so I could, you know, address.
Okay, she's on every Monday night, but you're just going to have to say what
every
you want
Monday
right
night.
Now.
Okay, so number one is that I did grow up in government schools, and I do not believe every teacher is that way. I'd say 95% of them are horrible. But there's a few really, really good ones that shine and encourage.
Sure.
Now, philosophically, I'll never be on their level, and they'll never be on my level just because of how different we are. But they really encourage me to shine and enjoy doing what I like doing now. So, I mean, that's my only critique to her philosophy. I think she just too collectively judged how to respond to teachers, if that makes sense at all. And anyway, that's it for tonight. Thanks, guys.
Hey, thank you, David, for the call tonight. I do agree. Lumping all teachers in together is very similar to lumping all other groups of people together. I mean, people are individuals, and they should be judged individually. And you would think a libertarian, a principled one like Melanie, would realize that. But, you know, I called her out on that last night.
I think being anti-collectivism is more a trait of objectivists than it is of libertarians, to be honest.
Is that right?
Yeah. I think that...
Aren't libertarians generally individualists, people who believe in the...
They are individualists generally, yeah. But not necessarily...
it's not a requirement. You're right.
As a group, we're saying, yeah. You know, as I'm expressing individually and arguing against what you're saying, which is collectivizing libertarians.
You're right. I mean, ultimately, the only thing that binds libertarians together is their supposed belief in the non-aggression principle.
Right. Supposedly, and even that's not necessarily the case, unfortunately.
Yeah, we found that people can be very, very inconsistent and disappointing when it comes to their adherence to
that. But I also find it easy, you know, like if you're going to collectivize, you know, for example, you can collectivize police, I think, in a very, very easy fashion because they don't do anything to bring each other to justice for the large, most, you know, like...
For
99.99%. Yeah. Just keep adding nines.
Right.
Because, right. I mean, they don't. They just don't. If police were taking each other to task, we would have a police force that, you know, generally would command a lot more respect rather than harming peaceful people on a regular basis.
Sure.
And I think, in a way, I don't know if I can, I haven't thought on this much more, in the same level I've thought about police and their brutality and violence, but I think that teachers could similarly be held culpable for the lack of education. You know, people...
For the indoctrination.
Yeah, for the indoctrination, for the lack, and this goes, I think, especially of libertarian teachers. So I could understand how Melanie would be shocked that there would be libertarians working in this ridiculous
system. It's got to be crappy to do that.
Yeah, I can't imagine. It would be a miserable job.
It would be really frustrating to have to deal with the bureaucracy and the administrators and the federal mandates.
Unless this is one of those libertarians. You know, like, there are so many people now. I don't even know who to, like, trust principally anymore when I talk to other people who claim to be, like, I'm a libertarian or I'm liberty-minded.
Sure.
It's like,
well, your
sure
actions
you
speak
are.
Louder than words.
Yeah, like, sure you are. Come talk to me in 4 years. You know,
sure.
Like, and let's see if you're still, you know, the same person that you're claiming to be.
Well, again, I think that while it's true, you can make general statements of, well, the teachers of the country have been the ones who've indoctrinated the American people, and that's part of the reason why they're so obedient, and we have a Prussian school system, and I don't disagree with any of that. But what I disagree with is writing somebody off without knowing a thing about them besides their profession. Oh, you work for the government schools? Well, then I hate you. You know, that was basically what Melanie's viewpoint was last night. And to just not even accept that there could be exceptions to your belief system and your rules that you have invented in your head about these government workers. And the same thing's true of police. You know, when I moved here to New Hampshire more than a decade ago, one of the things I did was we did a ride-along with Keene Police Officer Shane Maxfield back then, and shortly thereafter they banned ride-alongs. But we did do one, and it was interesting, and we found a lot of common ground between us and Shane, and that whole video is still available on YouTube. If you search for Keen Police Ride Along, you'll be able to find it there. But my point being that if you just write off the teachers and write off the police as complete hopeless cases, not worth talking to...
Can we write them off as dependents on our taxes?
The toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE like freedom. I think it's a mistake. That's what I'm saying. It's a mistake to prejudge somebody and not even have a chance to connect with them as a fellow human being. There's more coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
I got my Blink home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get three Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
You've heard of Bitcoin Cash, but did you know there's now a Bitcoin Cash wallet? The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core wallet that allows you to send and receive either currency with anyone anywhere in the world. The Bitcoin.com wallet supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available for Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, and even Linux. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited. A name you can trust.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and of course, you can bring up anything that you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE. free, like freedom, is 855-450-3733. And we do have Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. Plus, we've got the Discord on air call in line. Go to discord.lrn.fm to join us there. And be sure to visit bitcoin.com so you can learn about cryptocurrency. If you've never gotten into it, well, it's not too late. I was actually outside of the credit union here in town after doing a deposit inside there, and one of the guys that I kind of know from the area happened to pull by on the side street, and he stopped for a second, and he actually pulled into the parking lot. He was like, hey, Ian, a few years ago, I got a dollar's worth of Bitcoin at the Cheshire County Fair,
right,
where I had the Bitcoin vending machine set up at the fairgrounds. So this must have been three or so years ago, because I've been banned from the fairgrounds for the last couple of years, as has anyone else that's associated with freekeen.com, apparently. But back when I was doing this, I would have a Bitcoin vending machine and encourage people to get their first dollar's worth of Bitcoin or whatever. I would actually give them a dollar's worth of Bitcoin if they were willing to, go through the process of starting a wallet. And so I said to him, well, that's probably worth $20 by now, because this was a few years ago. And he was very confused about thinking that I had access to his Bitcoin. And I was like, no, if you bought a dollar's worth of Bitcoin, that means we set you up a wallet on your phone.
Mm-hmm.
And so you should have that Bitcoin on your phone. He's like, oh, yeah, I lost my phone or broke it or whatever. He's got a new phone by now. And I said, well, if you didn't do the backup process on the wallet, then it's probably lost forever. Sorry, dude. But if you want some more Bitcoin, you can certainly go and get some. We have vending machines in town and that kind of thing. But, there's still a lack of knowledge on the basics. Even with this guy, I mean, he had a wallet on his phone with Bitcoin in it and lost it. So there's, there is a learning curve here when it comes to cryptocurrency, and you really need to take some time to learn about it. And Bitcoin.com is probably the best first place to go to do that. There's a deep, deep world of cryptocurrency out there, but you want to scratch the surface, get into the basics, go to Bitcoin.com and start there. Now, if you're not new to Bitcoin, you want to get the latest news headlines, they've got that as well at news.bitcoin.com. It's Ian and Johnson in the studio here tonight. Let's go to your calls and thoughts, and then we can talk about dog meat soup in South Korea. But first, we have Cedric on the line in New Hampshire. No, you can't say that on the radio. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. As we continue here, of course, we'll take your calls about anything you want, but if you say certain words, then we have to hit the dump button, and you never make it to the air.
Right.
Sorry about that. Here's a story from CBSNews.com. Apparently, the Winter Olympics are going on. I guess some people pay attention to things like that. Johnson, are you a Winter Olympics kind of guy?
I've never really been into the Olympics.
Me neither.
But
then again, I'm not into really any sports whatsoever.
I'll watch the occasional sport game, but,
Did you watch the Super Bowl?
I did.
You did? All right.
I have a very nice TV for watching the sport.
That's a good point. You got 65-inch.
I had my girlfriend's family over, and we had a little get-together.
But not the Olympics. You're not going to take any time out to check out what's going on.
I might, flip over to it and just see, but, not really.
Apparently, it's happening in South Korea this time around, and this story comes from Pyeongchang, not to be confused with Pyongyang, which is the capital of North Korea. In this case,
apparently on one of the news channels, there was some tomfoolery in the background, and they labeled it as P.F. Chang.
Which is a restaurant.
Yes. Apparently somebody probably got fired over that.
Canadian figure skater Megan Duhamel is hoping to win a gold medal in South Korea this month, though no prize could be more life-changing than her previous Pyeongchang souvenir. Not after last year, when the two-time world champion Paris skater brought home Mute, an affable miniature dachshund, mixed with big ears, bowed legs, and the bad luck of being born into the Korean dog meat trade. Duhamel, a vegan and animal lover, helped rescue Mute by accompanying him on his flight from South Korea to Canada last February. The two-year-old pup has been living with her and husband coach Bruno Marcotte in Montreal ever since, spending his days doing yoga with Duhamel and making friends at the local dog park. He's like a saint, Duhamel said. It's been a different life for Mute. Like roughly 2 million dogs each year, he was supposed to be raised on a Korean dog meat farm, where conditions are often poor. Mute may have been locked in a cage, beaten, or left without food or water, and certainly he would have been sold and slaughtered, then probably served in soup at one of the many restaurants still popular among Korea's elderly population. Koreans have been eating dog for thousands of years, though the practice has waned recently, and most in the country don't do it regularly. Many older Koreans believe dog meat adds virility, though younger citizens are largely either against the practice or indifferent to it. The country has been shifting away from dog consumption as pet ownership has increased, with 1 in 5 households owning either a dog or a cat as of 2016. Some major dog meat shops, like the Moran Market in Seongnam, have been shuttered, and President Moon Jae-in even made a campaign promise to adopt a shelter dog if he won last year's presidential election.
Gagogi Supu.
Is that what it's called?
Supu. That's a
soup of the dog.
In case you needed to order it,
would you
in Korean? Probably not.
I would try it.
I would maybe try it, but I'm not.
You wouldn't order a full
ordering full bowl a full. Of it. Yeah.
What's the difference? I mean, maybe it's probably good.
Maybe. You know? I mean. Yeah, who knows?
When in Korea, who is the Koreans? There was an interesting Vice piece about this, not specifically the Korean dog trade, but right. It still exists in some places in China as well. I think it was a southern portion of China. I don't remember the exact city.
Actually, no, before we go on, what's the most exotic meat that you have had?
I haven't had a whole bunch. I'd say maybe alligator.
Ugh. Did you like it?
No, I don't remember. I mean, it was kind of a little... rough.
I had some gator bites that were like General Tso's gator bites or whatever in Florida, and they were awful.
Yeah, this was
like some of the worst things
ago.
I've ever eaten.
I was a kid when I had the alligator. I don't know. I mean, I haven't had that much that's pretty rare. I mean, duck. I've had duck. That's not rare.
Bison?
No. Actually, I've had bison burgers,
venison?
I believe I've had bison burgers.
Have you had venison?
I don't think so.
I've had
ostrich. I've had ostrich burgers.
Ostrich, that's a good one.
Yeah.
What about, have you had pate? Like duck liver pate? You know, the one that was banned in Chicago or whatever?
No. You're thinking of foie gras.
Foie gras, right? Yeah. That's duck liver pate, though. That's what
no, it was geese.
Was it geese?
I don't know how many of them are duck, but the typical foie gras is a
goose.
But
it's still a liver pate, I mean, is the important part. But,
I don't think I've had that either.
The best tasting, most exotic meat that I've ever had is, and it's ironic because they really want people to eat this. Like, they really want people to start liking this, and it's delicious. I've had a kangaroo burger.
No kidding.
Yeah, and it was fantastic.
Well, aren't they basically a pest?
Yeah, pretty much.
I mean, yeah. In Australia?
They're a pest, and they want to get rid of them, and they want to farm them as meat. Do it! I guess shipping it out of Australia must be cost prohibitive, or I don't know, you know?
Well, if it was,
maybe people are getting kicked in the face trying to farm them, I don't know.
If it was in demand, then it wouldn't be cost prohibitive, but it's probably so rare that anybody calls up and says, I need a special kangaroo delivery to, Japan or whatever. let's talk more, though, about unique meats and dog meat here. You're welcome to share your thoughts. Our number is 855-450-FREE LIKE FREEDOM. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us here and share your thoughts as well. This is Free Talk Live.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract,
talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free here at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, so please Skype in and join us there. Also, you can call on the on-air call-in line on our Discord chat at discord.lrn.fm. It's Ian and Johnson in the studio tonight. Don't forget to check out Zencash if you are interested in cryptocurrencies, you're interested in some of the more unusual options out there. Zencash is not in the top 10, but that doesn't mean it can't be a winner down the line. It's brand new, basically. It started in 2017. It was actually founded by voluntarists, people who understand liberty, people who get economics. That's important to me when it comes to, you know, possibly purchasing a cryptocurrency. What do the founders believe? What was the, you know, economic beliefs of the people who created this thing? And also, what did they, you know, bake into it? What's the technology? Of course, that's important too, like the zero knowledge anonymity that Zencash has. Or how about decentralized autonomous organizations for governing the currency? They are doing that too. So they're taking some of the winner technologies from some of the other cryptocurrencies and combining them together into Zencash to create a secure platform for money and messages that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. And speaking of decentralization, their most recent numbers show over 6,700 secure nodes running the Zencash system, which makes Zencash one of the strongest blockchains in the world. You can go and learn more over at Zencash.com. Once again, that's Zencash.com. As we continue here, of course, we'll take your calls and thoughts about anything. We were just talking about unusual meat consumption. And what started the conversation was a story from CBS News about dog meat soup available in the what they say is the shadow of the South Korean Olympics that are going on right now. And saying that while dog consumption is on a downturn in South Korea, it is historically something that's happened there. Older folks are, some of them believe that the dog meat adds virility, though younger South Koreans don't necessarily buy into that.
Yeah.
They are either against the practice or indifferent to it. According to the story here, the country has been shifting away from dog consumption as pet ownership has increased, with one in five households either owning a dog or a cat. And even the president made a campaign promise. Apparently, this is like a big deal to adopt a shelter dog if he won last year's presidential election. And he did follow up by welcoming a four-year-old mixed breed named Tori in July. Still, the industry persists. And despite pressure from animal rights groups, particularly from Western countries, Pyeongchang, which is a South Korean city, won't completely shelter Olympic visitors from the trade this month. Area restaurants were offered government aid if they stopped selling dog meat.
What?
But some declined to change their menus, fearing they'd spurn regular patrons and be left without customers once the tourists left town. So the South Korean government was basically trying to paper over the, you know, oh, this doesn't exist. We're going to bribe these companies to stop using dog, at least during the Olympics. And so they decided they didn't want to accept the bribe, which is interesting. So rather than just out-and-out ban it, they just tried to kind of cover it up temporarily.
Right.
And so that is an indication of how, you know, long this has been part of the history there, that they wouldn't consider a ban. And I don't think they should, mind you. I mean, if people turn against the use of dog meat, then let the market decide that it's something that people aren't interested in anymore. And those few purveyors that want to offer it will probably have to not be so upfront about
it. When it places in Japan, you can get stuff with horse meat in it.
Is that, I imagine that's something that's also very angering towards towards a lot of people out there. So if you want to comment, you're certainly welcome to join us here. One man who's 60 years old, whose restaurant is nearly in the shadow of the Olympic Stadium, his name's Park Young-A, he says, quote, "I've been selling dog meat for decades. It's really difficult for me to change my menu just because of the Olympics." Unquote. A Gangwon province official told the Associated Press there were no plans to relocate dog farms that were situated near Olympic areas. There's one farm near Pyeongchang, six near Yongsan, where the downhill skiing course is located, and 10 in Gangwon, the coastal town that will host events like figure skating and hockey.
I wonder how much different dog meat is than another meat. It's so difficult for me to change my menu. I can't just substitute in beef. You know, or some other meat.
I don't know, man.
You know, like, how different does dog meat taste?
Only one way to find out.
I'm sure there are plenty of people who it tastes like chicken.
I suspect it probably does, but I don't know.
No, I bet it tastes like beef. I bet it would be a beef type of meat. It's a mammal, you know, like, it's not a bird.
Right, good point, good point.
You know, I would say this, alligator has the consistency, like, weird.
It's a little
rubbery,
rougher, a little more rubbery.
Rougher consistency, but it has that stringy fibrousness that chicken does,
right.
Because it's lizard and bird are related.
They're similar.
Well, you know, if you believe in that whole evolution thing, whatever.
Right. Yeah, man, I mean, that sounds plausible to me. Maybe somebody in our audience has actually tried dog meat and wants to answer that question as to what it was like. You're certainly welcome to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom.
I'm going to guess Gene. If there's anybody
the
in our audience, who would call in and say that these chips.
Because he's spent time in China.
Right, exactly.
His wife's family is from China, and so he goes there regularly. So, yeah, there's a good chance. Frequently, he is in our chat room. I don't know if he's there tonight. The chat room over on the Discord at discord.lrn.fm. But Gangwon Province does have 196 registered dog farms. So, I mean, by no means...
So weird, a dog farm!
Yeah, I mean, that sounds like a lot to me, right? Like, for something that the article describes as waning, they're saying the interest in dog meat is waning.
Right.
That doesn't sound like it's unpopular, right? Like, if there's 196 dog farms in just one province in South Korea, that suggests that there may be more in the rest of South Korea. So a very burgeoning, still, I would say, popular industry of raising dogs for slaughter.
Use, you know, just the meat, or if there are any other products that they use from the dog.
Yeah, like what other things could you make out of dogs? dog coats, dog wallets. Like, I don't know.
You know what? Maybe we just need to, you know, get and make sure that all the children over there watch 101 Dalmatians.
Because that's...
solve the dog trade overnight.
What were they using them for in that movie?
Coats.
Coats.
The Dalmatians.
The spotted coat,
yeah.
Coats.
Make the big fur trench coat.
So I don't know a whole lot about this, but I feel like, you know, it's interesting. I mentioned there was a Vice documentary about this, one of their short documentaries. And they sent a very pretty Vice correspondent over to China to actually go to a festival that they have that is all about cooking dog. So they celebrate on, I think, a yearly basis or whatever, dog with dog related meals and things
dog
like that.
Dog, damn, that's good.
And she, and you can say that on the radio. And she actually tried it in this in the special, and she didn't say it was bad. I just don't remember exactly what she said about it. So she did try it, and you know, interviewed different people, like what the difference is. For the,
that was doggone good.
Sure,
literally.
Literally. And so she interviewed different people about, you know, what it was like in the dog trade. And you know, you see all these pictures of dogs in cages. And right. And frequently, it's not just one dog in a cage. It's like dogs piled on dogs in a cage. And so, I mean, almost everybody's going to look at that and be pretty shocked, especially if you're from a Western country.
I mean, anybody who's like looked at actual factory farming for other animals, that wouldn't really be shocked, because they kind of do that.
Also,
with
pretty horrible
chickens and pigs and all that stuff here. Currently,
I feel like I remember seeing pictures of dogs like literally on top of other dogs, not just a couple
few
dogs.
You can find plenty of pictures of that stuff here of, you know, pigs and chickens and cows. Yeah, absolutely.
And so that was kind of where the people who were in the business were coming from, was like, hey, look, this is just. These dogs are raised to be killed. These aren't pets. We don't treat them like pets. They have pets.
This is not going to be comforting to any of the PETA people out there.
No, 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 not at all. I mean, to anybody that is, you know, into the whole idea of animal rights, they're just not going to be comfortable, period, of any animal being slaughtered and eaten no matter what. And, of course, there's this whole spectrum of people that, oh, well, they're acceptable to slaughter these animals, but it's not acceptable to slaughter the cuter animals. Or you can slaughter them, you just have to do humane slaughtering, types of slaughtering. And so there's this whole range. You know, you can never make everybody happy with this stuff. 855-453 is our toll-free number. That's 855-450-3733. A little more about the dog food business, that is, feeding humans dogs, here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Hi, I'm NHL veteran Jeremy Roenick. You have a few more weeks to nominate your local ice rink for the coveted title of Kraft Hockeyville USA 2018. The winner will have the opportunity to host an NHL preseason game, plus receive $150,000 from Kraft Heinz in rink upgrades. I love being a part of this program, and I've seen firsthand the incredible spirit hockey communities have when they rally together. See complete contest rules and enter your local rink before nominations close on Saturday, March 10th at KraftHockeyville.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! This is Free Talk Live. You can share your thoughts here and your opinion about eating dog over in Korea or China or wherever else it might be served in the world. I mean, those are that tends to be the area of the world where I've heard about it, but I don't know. Maybe it's a delicacy elsewhere. With you in the studio, it's Ian.
And Johnson. Ah, Korea, where they invented the doggy bag.
want to also let you know about freetalklive.com, where you can take advantage of all kinds of interactive features, where you can interact with show hosts and other listeners. One of those is our Discord chat, which we've mentioned quite a bit over the last month since we started it up about a month ago. And right now, there's a bunch of people chatting in there. You can go to discord.lrn.fm. It's cross-platform, so you can use it through your web browser if you want, or you can download an app for your smartphone, your tablet, your Windows, your Linux, your Mac computer. So whatever machine or device you happen to be using, you can have access to the Discord chat. Just go to discord.lrn.fm to get in there. That's discord.lrn.fm. And just from our Discord chat, Libratopes says that he texted his friend who was in Korea for years for the military, said he tried. He said he did try the dog once. He said it was meat, not bad. He says, then I asked him if it was more like beef or chicken. He said, kind of like beef a little, was the answer. So there you go. That's one person's opinion about eating dogs. You're certainly welcome to weigh in here. In fact, Johnson, you'd asked for Gene the Christian Anarchist specifically to comment since he has spent a lot of time visiting China.
I just figure of our listeners, you know, there's somebody with a high probability of having tried.
No doubt. And he's been over in China quite a bit. His wife's family's from there. We know that from his previous calls, actually calling us from China. Gene, you think you're in Tennessee tonight, though, watching us on our Twitch stream at twitch.lrn.fm. Go ahead. Gene, the Christian Anarchist? Hello, hello. I hear something. I thought I heard something.
I heard a little click.
Gene going once. Gene going twice. We'll put him on hold. Maybe he's in a bad cell or something like that. We'll continue in the meantime with Rudy, calling from Bullhead City, Arizona, listening to K-Talks. Hello, Rudy.
Good evening, gents.
Hi, Rudy.
My second father-in-law, he was a full-blooded Akasagni St. Regis Mohawk, part of New York State.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He was born in 34. He said that when he was a kid, you know, they didn't have any electricity. It was redundant. But he said, with the natives, everyone, you know, you need dogs. Dogs are a tool. Dogs will keep you safe. Dogs, but he said when the dog would have puppies, you end up, you only need so many dogs.
Right. A dog is called a man's best friend for a reason. They figured out how to coexist together very successfully, but you only need so many of them.
Yeah, and you're able to, you know, you pick out the smartest ones, and, you know, a smart dog has got, you know, it obeys. It's smart enough to learn the commands. He said that as a young boy, your first kill was with a puppy, and that was your first deal. That was like a rite of passage kind of thing.
Wow.
And he said he remembered, you know, he's 8 or 9, roasting his own first dog, his first, and he said it's delicious. You know, it was, basically it's a 2-month-old dog, milk fed like veal. It was a big deal.
Wow.
He said another thing that the dogs did was, he goes, have you ever noticed that Indians will not let a dog lick their face? I said, yeah, I hadn't noticed that. And he goes, you know why? I said, why? He said, well, what do you have when you have a 3- and 4-year-olds running around and they don't have any diapers on? You know, when they have the poop, they squat poop. Guess who cleans up the poop? The dog.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Man's best friend. man's best friend.
God.
Thanks.
Hey, man, thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you. Interesting story, too. I didn't know that about, and then maybe it's not true of all Native Americans, but he was saying his grandfather or whatever was Native American in New York and ate dogs. So how about that? Right here in the good old USA, people eating dogs.
Many puppy make good stew.
I wonder if that tradition continues at all on any of the, you know, Indian reservations around here, and it's just kept quiet.
I'm going to guess probably not.
Probably not. I'm guessing you're right about that, but if it is, it's likely kept very, very quiet. The toll-free number, if you want to join us here, is 855-450-FREE-LIKE-FREEDOM. Let's talk to Ricky. He's in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. Ricky, you ever eaten a dog?
No, actually, I haven't, though, brother.
Would you?
You know, I've checked into that, and I remember, actually, the Vietnamese are very big on that. Supposedly, the puppies are the delicacies.
Yeah, that's what it sounded like from our last caller.
Yeah. But anyways, you know, it's funny because, you know, I was trying to chime in on it last night. It was a little messed up. But, you know, today, see, there was a good thing and a bad thing. It was the other night, like I said. I'm not going to get the pleasantries. It was a guy that was on the chat. It was me and one other person.
Are you really still complaining about whatever it is that happened on this Skype chat?
All right, let's forget about that. Let's go talk about something else.
Let's talk about something else.
Now, I will say, you know, and I hate it when people violate other people's rights. And I know you've talked about this before, Brother Freeman. See, here's the thing. Miss Ashley, and I heard how you responded.
Who?
She sent her
ass. Who's Miss Ashley?
I didn't look at him.
What?
I guess you say she sent in her pictures, you know, to the Discord.
Oh, you're talking about the girl who calls herself Oopsie Daisy? I didn't know what her name was.
Yeah, oops. I'm sorry.
Somebody posted a picture of somebody's butt in the Discord chat a few nights ago. We don't know whose that was.
That was Miss Ashley Veruca, the one that called in.
Okay.
Now, the thing is, and I heard how you responded, and the problem here is, see, she says to all the people in the group, now get this, you personally, that first night she was on.
Hello? We did just say we weren't going to talk about the chat, right?
Yeah.
And now he's talking about the Free Talk Live chat. Okay, one chat over another. What about it, Ricky? What about this girl's ass?
I'm not interested in it. Now,
Apparently you are. You just called about it.
Freeman, she's talking behind your back.
I don't care what she does.
Well,
why would I care about what somebody on the internet's doing? Talking behind my back, as though I've ever been in front of her in real life. I haven't.
You personally, actually, she's a fame seeker. And, you know, she said,
what are you?
No, I'm not.
What are you? If she's a fame seeker and you call this show every single night, what does that make you?
I call because I try to spread the different topics and things.
But you've been calling about this whole week the Skype chat.
Because what's horrible about it is in that group, it ain't just me. There was a person who called in Elson tonight who was in the chat. You know, and he actually was curious, and he wanted to know about what I'm talking about with Confederacy and all that. And her answer
he's
is
he's probably just playing with you.
Yeah, thought Elson don't understand. And he says, no, I'm open minded. And she starts, and then somebody else says,
hey,
yeah,
Ricky, if you don't like one chat, this, you know, this reminds me of Dave in New York when his very first call. He actually happened to call last night. We spent like a half hour on the line with him. But Dave in New York's very first call was him complaining about message boards where people were making fun of him. And, you know, I said, you know, there are message boards out there that maybe wouldn't be so nasty or mean to you. So if you're having a bad time in this chat room, Ricky, why don't you just not go in there?
Actually, I've done just that. See, I'm organizing. See, I'm doing even better because other people seeked me out from other groups.
Yeah, that is one of the problems here. I will agree with you there. For instance, this chat that you're talking about, I happen to know which one you're talking about because they've added the LRN studio to it, and I have left the chat more than once, and thank you for the call, Ricky. I've left the chat more than once because I really don't know what they're talking about. I've scanned through it briefly a couple of times, and it just doesn't seem like anything important. So I've left the group, but apparently with Skype, you can't just, like, at least with Facebook, and Facebook I don't like at all either, but at least with Facebook you can, when somebody adds you to a group, which is annoying if you know, you don't consent, but they add you anyway,
right?
And then you're just in this group, you can leave it, but with Facebook you can say, don't allow them to add me again when you leave.
Right.
With Skype, they can just keep on adding you. I've left this group, again, they add the LRN studio account, LRN.FM is our studio account name, and if you leave the group, there's no option to say, don't bring me back in here.
Can
there's
you
no
block
ban.
The group?
There's no block. I've right clicked. I've looked all over the damn place. There is no way to block this group. So,
that's obnoxious.
So basically, the only thing I found was if you like right click on it and then you go to the profile, you can then tell it to not notify you when something happens in the group.
Right.
But otherwise, it just has to sit there and sort of exist.
Weird.
Yeah. Just crap. Just a crappy program. Yeah. Anyway.
It's got to be drained on their resources, too.
Who, Skype's resources?
Yes.
I mean,
they've got to distribute messages to their usernames.
Yeah, that's true. So anyway, there you go. Toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. All right, so Gene the Christian Anarchist has come back. We're going to get to him coming up in hour number two. As we continue, there's still more on the business of slaughtering, raising, and you know, turning dogs into meat in South Korea and parts of China as well. The toll-free number here, again, 855-450-FREE like freedom. If you want to call us on Skype, you can do that. The Skype username is lrn.fm, and we've also got our Discord on-air call-in line. Discord.lrn.fm will get you to our Discord. We'll see you in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.